Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. Today we're speaking with Milt Hull. Milt's been a longtime user group person, leader, volunteer, and he's also runs Hullsoft Enterprises. Good morning, Milt. Okay, it's pretty snowy today here. I hear you just came back from Hawaii. How was that?
Oh, it was wonderful. I got married there 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And we never really got to see Kauai because we were so busy getting married. Plus, it was a week after September 11th, so I told her I'd bring her back, and so I did.
Well, tell us about Hullsoft Enterprises. What do you do?
Well, I'm a network engineer. I used to work for UC Davis for 12 years. And when I went to work for myself, I found out that small businesses, medium-sized businesses needed a total solution. So they wanted for me to know phone systems, servers, firewalls, routers, everything. So we're a total automation office.
Okay, well, you've been involved with technology for a very long time. Do you remember what your first personal computer was?
Yeah, it was a Kermimco. I bought a used Kermimco back in 1978. I was actually a machinist, and I wanted to have the Kermimco run my mill. Well, you know, it gets cold in the wintertime, so you go inside, you keep warm, and instead of being out in the shop, and so I taught myself how to program back then, and I didn't know it was going to change my life.
Yeah, it really did change a lot of lives. How did you first get involved with user groups?
Oh, about 1981, I bought an IBM PC to replace the Kermimco. And I needed extra memory, so I got a little magazine called Personal Computer Age. And in the back, it said user groups. So I called the guy up, and he said, oh, yeah, we got about 15 members, and we meet at a little library, and you can show up. So I did.
And what group was that?
Well, the Sacramento PC Users Group.
And so from those 15 members back then, Sacramento PC User Group really took off over the years. How big did it get?
It actually got to about 3,200 members in 1990 to 91.
Wow. What was your first exposure with APCUG, the Association of Personal Computer User Groups?
Well, I got a call from Jerry Schneider. And this is back in 1986, and he told me, he says, I've been reading your technical articles, and I'm wondering if you're interested in coming up to Microsoft. And I said, of course, I would be, and so I went up there. And while we were there, they were talking about an association, and they were going to meet at Comdex in 1987. And so I went ahead and booked myself to go to Comdex and went to the very first meeting.
So you were there right from the beginning. Do you remember some of the other people in groups that were represented right from the start?
Oh, yeah. There was talk about all kinds of different groups. Of course, Hal PC from Texas and Capital PC Users Group was probably the biggest exposure. And we had San Francisco PC Users Group was there. And Utah, all kinds of different groups.
And now, of course, Comdex is no more, at least not as we remember it, and a lot of the user groups are going to the Consumer Electronics Show. You're a techie with the Internet and the changing demographics of user groups and all. Is there still a role for user groups, and will there be in the future?
Well, I think there's always a role for user groups, but they're not as exposed. With the Internet, I don't think they're going to be as popular as they used to be. But anytime you get a user that needs to talk to somebody, what is he going to do? He's going to go to other users. And that's what a user group's all about. So I think that there will always be a role.
Now, you've been to dozens, if not hundreds, of APCUG and user group events and met hundreds of people. Tell us about some that might really stand out. Maybe I know for me that the trip, some of the Borland trips were fantastic, and you know, maybe it's the first time Bill Gates was at the Desert Inn with us, but tell us about some of your favorites.
Well, there were lots of favorites. I really enjoyed the Microsoft ones because they really wined and dined you, and they were a lot of fun, too, because you got to learn a little bit about what they were doing and so forth. And so the retreats that they had us go on were really kind of fun. And of course, you know, Borland cut wind, and they wanted to do the same thing. They found out about, you know, these top 40 people that knew a lot and so forth, and that they were the top of the pyramid as far as user groups were concerned. And it was great advertising at the time. It was before the internet, so it was fantastic. So I enjoyed those retreats, and we got to bring them back the information and then tell our people, and then our people would tell their people at work, and it was great exposure for both.
You know, we've gone through a lot of vendor supporters over the years, and there's been such turnover in that area. We've had Gene Barlow around practically from the beginning, but he's one of the few who have been around that long. Do you remember some of the early vendors that were particularly useful or helpful and supportive of APCUG?
Well, of course, my favorites were Tanya and Kara from Microsoft. They were very supportive, and they, you know, were willing to contact each user group and send out product and get Microsoft exposed to the user groups. And of course, they were the big push to help get Microsoft come to the Sacramento PC Users Group. And we had Bill Gates three times, actually. And then we had Intel. We were the only user group that had Andy Grove. And of course, since we were pretty close to Silicon Valley and everything else, we had almost all the CEOs from various companies, including Borland, which was Philippe Kahn, and we had Software Patent Institute. We had all kinds of different companies that were coming out and showing up to our large user group at the time and exposing their products to get the word out.
And when I spoke to Gene Barlow, he mentioned how he and Jerry Schneider would often wear Looney Tunes shirts and try to outdo each other. It seems that over the years, you and Raleigh Cole have, it seemed like one night at the events, you guys would have some kind of theme or costume. What's the story behind that?
Well, originally, you know, I worked at a hospital, and so I was in, you know, sort of a programmer, but I was tired of wearing blue jeans and stuff. I wanted to get dressed up, and I decided to go the tie route, and so I bought a lot of ties, and of course, when I hung around Raleigh, he always wore a tie because he's a lawyer. And so we both showed up in suits one day, and so they called us Blues Brothers because we were sort of, you know, imaging that theme at the time. And so we did that for a couple of years, and then we found out that there was a chili cook-off at Comdex, and the theme there, of course, was cowboys. And so we bought some cowboy stuff there at the Comdex show, which was the next week, I believe, was the rodeo. And so we decided to dress up for that event. And then we would just go ahead and show up to some of the parties in that same attire. And so we got to known as, you know, every year we'd have some sort of different theme. So that's how that kind of went about.
For those of the new user group officers who may be listening, be sure to hook up with Milt if you see him at CES or at some time, because he sure knows how to take an event and not only make it, you know, profitable and educational, but make it a lot of fun. I know we've had a lot of fun on these things where taking it to the next level and having a blast. Finally, Milt, what advice would you give a new user group officer today? You know, things have really changed from when you and I first got started, and they've got some challenges and opportunities that we didn't. But what would you tell them? What advice would you give?
Well, the advice is actually to talk to other users that have been there for a while, and they can kind of steer you in the right direction on how to, you know, sort of talk to other vendors or vendors out on the show, and to try to encourage them to talk about their product or get literature or get information so that they can bring back to their user group. And, of course, the idea is the officer should promote that type of information to other users and get them excited about the product and go from there.
All right, great. And that's advice from someone who's been around from practically the beginning, so be sure to take that. Today we've been speaking with Milt Hull of Hullsoft Enterprises, longtime user group member, leader, volunteer, and APCUG leader. Thanks, Milt.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.